All right, here we go, everybody. Saturday, July 2nd, 2022. Workout of the day is our for time or not option of the week. If you don't know what the heck that means, every Monday, there's a video attached to the day entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First, and it covers what the not for time workout is and all the other stuff I discuss in these videos. So if you haven't watched that video yet, go to a Monday, watch that video, and then come on back. It's a bit long, but you only need to watch it once, and then you'll have all the knowledge you need to fully appreciate this. Today's workout, I hope you like it. Again, it's the glorious variance that makes GPP, classic CrossFit programming, work so well, but it's also the stuff that's challenging for people to do if they had to program for themselves, which is why at Lynchpin we say we do what is effective, not what's popular. Don't care what looks cool on Instagram. We care what makes you a fitter, more well-rounded athlete and doesn't just unnecessarily beat up your knees, back, and shoulders every day by touching a heavy barbell. That's not a good long-term play. We want you working out for a very long time. So, here's today's workout. 10 down to 1. So that means 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Reps for time, or not, of a strict handstand push-up, gasp, box jumps, 30 inches for men, 24 inches for women, and then strict pull-ups. Okay, now I can almost hear just, oh no, what's going on? I can't do that. The box is too high. Handstand push-ups are strict, and the pull-ups are strict. This is ridiculous. I can't do it now. We got you covered. We've got you covered. And that's also why today is the not-for-time option. I would encourage you, just like if today was 7x1 deadlift, where you would allow yourself minutes between sets so that you can really lift heavy again and get strong again, and that's why it works so well, apply that same mindset today. Today's the day you're going to get strong, real strong, with your body weight, which is so beneficial. So nothing needs to be unbroken at all. Do a small set, take some rest. Do a small set, take some rest. It's a high box jump, so it's not meant to be just this metabolic conditioning piece. It's an explosive high jump. Jump up, step down, rest for a few seconds. Jump up, step down, rest for a few seconds. Break up the pull-ups. And again, today's going to be a great day to get stronger. Now, maybe this is just a total wheelhouse day for you, just a gift from the sky, and you're going to actually move at a really strong pace. Fantastic. But for most of us, myself included, I'm going to choose the not-for-time option. And this is just another way to get strong. And if you're unfamiliar with the 10 down to 1 rep scheme, as I mentioned it before, it's 10 handstand push-ups, 10 box jumps, 10 pull-ups, then 9 of each, then 8 of each, then 7 of each, etc., etc. So it comes out to 55 repetitions of each movement. We've got a video showing a strict handstand push-up, a box jump, and a strict pull-up. And like I said, I plan on jumping up on the box and then stepping down. But that's totally your call. Super fitness robot time, 13 minutes or less. More likely time, 20 minutes, could even be more. It's going to be a challenging workout. Now the wild card option, I think, is going to treat a lot of people really well. So listen to all the different little options you get here in the wild card option. Took the strict handstand push-ups out. Poof, they're gone. We replaced it with a strict standing shoulder press, the barbell. And you're going to use, I'm recommending that most people, if they do 60 to 70% of their one rep max, that will be a really nice loading on the barbell for them. Box jumps stay the same as they were in the previous workout. But now we've got strict pull-ups in there also, but bear with me, there's a little asterisk. Strict pull-ups, if you can do them, fantastic. If not, it says do ring rows if needed. And I've said this regularly, I'll say it again, ring rows are amazing. Don't think ring rows are some easy scale. You can lower the angle of your body and make ring rows just as hard as strict pull-ups, if not harder, because you can keep lowering your body all the way till you put your feet up on an elevated box. Your body's now like parallel with the ground, and at that point, I say ring rows are harder than dead hang pull-ups. So somewhere between your body standing up straight and getting it all the way down to your feet elevated in a box, you can find the sweet spot for ring rows with you that they are, you know, don't blow through all the sets unbroken. They're really tough and challenging, and that's good. It's supposed to be a tough and challenging day, and you will get stronger at upper body pulling doing ring rows. So the wild card option gives you the pull-up option or a ring row option, and you've also got the barbell in there. So I think that's going to be a great option for a lot of people. Got a video showing the shoulder press. Scaled option, 10 down to 1, reps for time or not. Shoulder press at 50% of your one rep max. Box jumps or step ups, we lowered the height, 20 inches for men, 12 for women, and then ring rows with that same mindset that I said before. Video showing box step ups, a video on how to get a pull up, and a video on the ring row. Limited equipment option, they've got everything they need to do the strict handstand push-ups and the pull-ups. They just don't have a box to jump on, I'm assuming. So for them, it's 10 down to 1, and in place of the box jumps, it's tuck jumps. And I don't know who's getting it worse or better in that workout. Tuck jumps are rugged. And I put a little note on the limited equipment crew that you can feel free to replace the handstand push-ups with strict dumbbell press if you so desire. Super Fitness robot time for the limited equipment crew is the same as it is for the regular workout of the day. The no equipment workout, 10 rounds for time or not, 10 hand release push-ups, 10 sit-ups, 5 tuck jumps. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Side plank hold, accumulating 1 to 3 minutes per side, and then 10 minutes of practicing the Bergner warm-up, which is an empty barbell. I've got it laid out there in the text description. There's also a video you can check out. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the calves and foam rolling, pec stretch laying on your side, and the chest and pecs hands behind. All three of those accompanied by a video. And just like that, we've punched into July. Another week is down. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your fitness journey. Thanks for being a part of what makes Lynchpin so special. Truly appreciate it. Keep treating each other well, enjoy your rest day tomorrow, and I'll see you back here on Monday.